Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So you have a good day, huh? Sleep, sunset.
Yes.
Understand and know that it is a spectacular energy to move forward with the dolphin, even if you're just in the water with the dolphin and you never see a dolphin. I saw Marilyn follow the tail, and all she could see was the tail. But she was happy with that. She never looked at a dolphin tail before. And understand that the energy in the water makes no difference if you are staring eye to eye, although that is pretty cool, or just there. So know that the healing that went on today is very powerful. The healing that shifted the connection in your heart center to move from anxiety into love is very powerful. The healing that took the fear away, the healing that connected with the mangrove, we love that, and the work and the flow that you had the opportunity to get into it. And then you see, is this it? Is this the place? Is this the area? How many of you did not perceive or imagine that that is what it was going to look like?
No.
Our vessel Marilyn thought it was a cave. With the stones in the center, a hole. And yet the healing was just as powerful when she realized, this is it? This is the place? Well, how easy is that? You see, the vegetation was caressing you as you were moving past, sometimes up to your knees, embracing your energy as you stepped down into the mud and thinking, does it go to China? Yes? How deep will it go? Will someone pull me out? But it was so powerful in that stillness. We are grateful that you honored the stillness in going in and held that stillness. Because you see, in that stillness is where the healing is. Each one of you are on your own journey. Yes?
Yes.
Each one of you are connecting in your own space. Yes? Each one of you are releasing or letting go or integrating or power playing that healing energy. Yes? That is why you are a bit more tired today than you were yesterday. Not because yesterday was exciting and it was the first day, because yesterday you flew, you went in the water, you swam with dolphins 3 times, and today you only swam with dolphins 2. However, that energy of healing is very powerful. And to know that each one of you have received messages and that they will be communicated in your dreams tonight. And in that energy, in that vibration, it is quite powerful. For you see, as you saw the connection between your stone, your card, and your life, and what you are facilitating here, that is how the entire time will be. You understand what we say, And with that entire time, you're vibrating quite well, Woohoo!
Yeah.
It is all good. Okay. Yes, yes. In that energy, know that you will step forward tomorrow into a new way. It is possible tomorrow that we will go over the Bimini Road, the road to Atlantis, according to Edgar Cayce. When you're over the Bimini Road, it is completely different. There may be jellyfish. They're very small. They may give you a little love bite, not anything to get worried about. We're telling the vessel Marilyn. But you see, the energy is different than it is where you've been with the dolphins, because it is more ancient. The sands underneath are always moving around, yes? But the stone road is there. So have that awareness and ask tonight as you sleep if you can receive wisdom from your Atlantean life, because you were all in Atlantis, as well as possibly in Lemuria. But the Atlantis life is here. And in that capacity, the vibration of healing old guilt that many of you carry because you thought, why can't I do something to fix this island from sinking in? I'm not doing enough, blah, blah, blah. Not that any of you would ever have that pattern of not doing enough. But you see, that energy will come up tomorrow. And then you'll heal it with the dolphin energy again. You have question, yes, about
the
anything?
Dolphins by the road.
No. No, they are not. If tomorrow, if we can get to the road to Bimini, we will do that, and then we'll go to the dolphin area. We believe. But everything changes, because it is Bimini. You see, dearest, your brain wants to know what will happen to be prepared. Your heart does not care. So know that it is all in divine flow right now. We are checking many things, huh? You have more question about anything?
How old are the mangroves? How long have they been there?
Those particular mangroves, parts of them under the earth have been there for hundreds of years. Those, the roots, have been there for maybe hundreds of years. Their parent has been there much longer. They are native to this area. They are a part of that indigenous culture. And it is sad that the cynical local believes that nothing can be done. And the industrialism, the hotels and things, are starting to deteriorate the mangroves, which is a part of the ecological foundation of this area. So let us, when we set our intention tomorrow, when we are awake, and when we heal your arm, tomorrow, when we are awake and have enough energy to share it with someone else, we would ask that we each focus on the wisdom of those that are leading this country, this series of islands, and we focus on the local people so they awaken to caring for their island, to caring for being, taking pride in what they are doing as their freedom may depend upon it. So as you are connecting tonight in your sleep and asking who you were in Atlantis and maybe what you wore or what your dress looked like, ask to send some healing energy to Diane, delightful Diane, for her arm, and see that energy knitting back together and see the muscles getting a bit stronger, huh? So every time you move your hand or look at it, just give it a little kiss and say, this is for you, Diane. You understand what we say? Do you have any questions?
I do. So since the energy of the earth has changed, Gaia's energy has changed, how has that affected the healing over the years? you said the energy now? So since the earth or the energy of Gaia has changed more recent, how does that, what's the effect on the healing hole now versus many centuries ago?
We believe that it is just as powerful now as it was 100 or 200 years ago. We believe that it is in a protected space, a vortex of energy. And in that vortex, you can feel it when you are going in. And the strength of that one spot that was surrounded by a rope, not a hole in a cave, that energy is every bit as strong as it once was. The area around it seems to protect it. And some of it has been destroyed through hurricane or something else, but the roots are still growing back. You understand? And that is what keeps the energy there.
Isn't it true that all mangroves in an area are connected?
Yes.
I mean, they all share the same root.
They're like the aspen.
Yeah.
They are all connected just as you are all connected. Your roots are all together. That is true, yes. More question.
Right before you came in, I felt Joshua.
Yes.
I thought he was going to come in.
Surprise. We're not a dialect channel.
No.
He is always with us. He is on the council. Did you hear the question?
Oh, no.
Yes,
no,
she was asking me something.
Dearly beloved, what is it that you wish to know? You are each love, you are very tired. You are the connection of love on this planet. That is why we are returning, have returned to your heart. We know there are people that are still waiting for me to come back in physical form. You saw what they did last time. Why would I want to return? I have already been here. The resurrection has occurred in your heart. That is a safer place. You see, it is important for you to know who you are, just as I did. It is important for you to understand that the key is forgiveness. Just as I did. It is important for you to laugh and play and love and dance just as I did. You see, and I have told you before, you and I are one. We breathe the same air. We have the same human pattern. You are my sisters. We walk together. We are grateful for you. We helped you grow up. You were just as feisty then. And could go to sleep anywhere. You see, that energy, that information that you carry with you, healing with the dolphins. I did as well. In the water with wild dolphins. So they carry the memories of me. Just as you do. We ask you to let go of those parts of yourself that no longer serve. I ask you to forgive yourself first. And therefore you can forgive others. I realize it is a little repetitive. And they only said in the books that I said, love others as you love yourself. Not instead of. I also said, forgive others as you forgive yourself. That is the part that was removed. Even though they said the Father, as you call that source, which I find entertaining, said they forgive 70 times 70. The father and the mother did not say that. Because that is not an infinite number. And you are forgiven infinitely, always. And you have to forgive yourself. First, that is the key. That is the wisdom. That is the evolution. To forgive who you have been, or what you have done, or the belief that you are not enough. As Adironda would say, that's ridiculous. You are here. Period. That is enough. You have chosen to be here through this evolutionary space. Through the times that are deeply troubling to your heart. It takes more than one light to shine. And I am thankful that your lights are bright. Trust that. Always. Trust your next step, whether you know what it is or not. it will surface. I love you. Always. So, now you got to breathe, breathe. Yes. Understand that the message was still the same.
Yes.
Forgive. Love. What more is there?
Joy.
Joy. What else?
Play.
Wait.
What?
Laughter.
Laughter.
Yes.
Play. What else?
Peace.
Play.
Peace.
Peace. What else?
Dance.
Dance. What else? Sing.
Swim.
Swim. What else?
Beauty.
Beauty. What else?
Freedom.
Freedom. What else?
Enjoy your life.
Be in joy. Childlike.
Create.
Have fun.
Create.
Imagine.
Imagine.
Yes. Embrace.
Embrace. Yes, you see, live, yes. You see, accept. Accept your gifts, huh?
Yes.
Accept yourself, huh?
Yes.
That is the key. It can even get more fun than that. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, then we would recommend that you have a good night's sleep. We understand that your little tongues are hanging out. Your eyeballs are propped open with your forks over there. Huh? Some of you are pinching yourself under the pillow there. Huh? Just to stay awake, because you know you might miss something that's good. But you know what? It's all good. It all is good, and that is why they make recorders, just in case you doze off for a moment. You see, the energy is very pure. Your energy is very pure. Your energy is very clear. We ask that you take this with you. Of course, your energy is also vibrating off the chair. So with that intention, jot down 5 things in your book before you retire, if you can possibly move your hand with your eyes open or not, that you are grateful for. Because as this one says, gratitude is the abracadabra of the universe. Someone else may have said it first, but you're repeating it more often. You're making it commonplace. We love you deeply. We see you. We hear your laughter when you come in from the boat, from the water. We see the scary of energy as you're getting all your fins, and it's like, I need this, I need that. Where's my fins? Where's my mask? What is happening?
Yes.
Can you wash that? Can you rinse that? Can you do this? Can you do that? No, you are now doing it yourself. Huh? Trust that, because your pod is there. See tomorrow how you can indeed stay together in the water as a pod, a circle of energy, and feel the movement of the water that moves you around instead of being on your own journey only. You understand what we say? See what happens then, huh? We love you. We see you. We will tap you on your third eye tonight during your dreams. You may remember, you may not. Matters not. Namaste.
Namaste.